Prepzone.com and click on Prepzone here at the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prepzone. Again, that's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prepzone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prepzone at MichiganStum.com and click on Prepzone.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Bad Axe.
Minutes are off the clock. 6-0 Sandusky leads the Harbor Beach Pirates, and they are at their own 23-yard line facing a third down and 10. Now going left to right across your radio. Dave, what are your first thoughts from that first quarter?
I thought it was an absolutely dominating performance by the Sandusky Redskins, especially up front, but Harbor Beach did what we expected them that they needed to do, and that was pass the football. And Kadar come out throwing. He's off to a very good start. He's completed two passes already for 35 yards on four attempts, but they were big time. They were first down throws, big plays, and that's what Harbor Beach offense has kind of been built around the last 5-6 years, is the big passing play, and that opens up the running game, especially from the spread offense. The wing tee just has not been a vocal point of the offense, so we'll see if he sticks with a little bit more spread, probably 8 out of 10 plays spread, and we'll see if Sandusky now attacking that right side with a trap. We'll see if they eventually do some pitches and sweeps now as the Harbor Beach defense is pulled right into the middle.
Left to right across your radio, 3rd and 10 from their own 23-yard line. 3-man backfield, Carlson under center. Tovar, Franzel, and Wedge in the backfield. And a false start against Sandusky. The entire Harbor Beach line called it, pointing it out as soon as it was happening. And this will be a 5-yard penalty against the Sandusky Redskins, now facing a 3rd down and 15.
I think Broxton Davis was the guilty party on that left side, the left guard. But nonetheless, it was a pretty obvious flinch. The whole right side of the defense of Harbor Beach was pointing it out, and they are given that penalty. Another 5 yards, so make it 3rd down and about 15 for Sandusky. And when you're a wing T team, that is not a good number. But they have a lot of explosive players on their team. But this is not 4 down territory, so Harbor Beach can come up with a decent stop here. They almost certainly will force the punting unit out, and that's exactly what this defense needs.
Same formation, splitting the hash marks at the 18-yard line now. 3rd and 15, the first down marker at the 33. Hand off to Martin Tovar coming around the left side, and he's brought down just beyond the 25-yard line out to the 26-yard line. It'll be a gain of an 8-yard gain. Tackle made by Harbor Beach's number 65, Dakota Deer. And number 6, Luke Woodke, middle cornerback, middle linebacker, outside linebacker. He does it all as well. Now Sandusky facing a 4th down and 7.
Yeah, this is too far into your own territory. If it's 4th down and 2, I would trust my offense to get that done. But 70 yards is too much. You can't chance it. And I got to imagine they'll punt it away here.
So for the first time this season, Sandusky brings out the punt unit. And no surprise here, the punter, Zach Franzel. So 11:18 left in the second quarter, and Harbor Beach potentially here has come up with their first stop of the night. Punt is away. Franzel's kick goes to the far sideline, out of bounds and near midfield, and we'll see where they mark this one out. They're going to keep going with it at the 45-yard line. First and 10. Now they're walking it back, and they're going to say right at the 50-yard line. So now they're banging it up. Now he's doing the Detroit shuffle, the electric slide out there. And they're going to slowly figure this one out. So with 11:06 left, Harbor Beach's offense back on the field.
Yeah, we'll give them a minute to sort out where that is an awful spot if that's exactly where he's going to settle up. That ball was long gone out of bounds before we got there. But what do we know? We're way on the other side of the field.
Yeah, we know nothing, Dave. We played golf in high school, Dave. We didn't play football. In that case, we should be able to see where it went out of bounds. I certainly am an expert on that.
Absolutely. And if I could take my drop way up there, I'd have been way better off.
And from the 40-yard line, Harbor Beach facing a first and 10, 11:06 left in the half. Trips to the left, one to the right. Kadar in the shotgun, pointing to his right. It's going to be quarterback keeper trying to go find an edge on the right side. He has positive yards and forced out of bounds after a 3-yard gain. Pushed out of bounds by Brendan Duff. No surprise there. Second down, 7 to go.
And Sandusky wants to run the wing tee and get those 3 and 4 and 5 yards. Harbor Beach tries to do the same thing, but from the spread. They want to see your defense spread out and make tackles in space. And that time, a design quarterback run. Kadar gets to catch the ball 5 yards deep behind the line and survey and decide which way he wants to go. He chooses right immediately and a sprint to the sideline. But Brennan Duff does an excellent job of cutting him off and forcing him out of bounds after just a 3 yard gain.
Second down, 7 from the 43-yard line of their own territory. Harbor Beach, right to left, across your radio. A little bit of a high snap, and it's going to be a handoff to number 15, Levi Klasky. He has positive yards again across the 45 and finally brought down at the 48-yard line.
That was a pretty high snap. We've seen a couple of them now from Dakota Deer getting right up there, but Kadar's able to jump into the air, pull it down, and still get a good handoff to Klasky, and he's able to drive ahead and drag a defender for one of their better runs of the game. Third down and 2 coming up for Harbor Beach.
10 minutes remain in the first half. 6-0 Sandusky leading Harbor Beach in Harbor Beach. Pirates come to the line, which is at their own 48-yard line. Back to the T formation, trying to go for those 2 hard-fought yards. Sandusky coming up to the line as well. Fumble on the play. Kadar has to jump on it. Looks like he may have been able to grab it, but unfortunately that means no gain on the play, and Harbor Beach will be facing a 4th down and now about 2.5.
Yeah, we saw that last week with Ubley's freshman quarterback. You see that left foot. When he pulls it out, he wants to get that handoff and get in the backfield as quick as possible, but it doesn't do you any good if you don't take the football with you, and it got hung up between him and the center and goes straight to the ground, and Kadar is fortunately able to dive back on it and preserve this drive for now.
4th down and 2, and they need to get to right to the midfield at the 50-yard line. 9:14 remains. Looks like Harbor Beach will be going for this one. Coming out in the T formation once again.
Absolutely. He's trusting this offensive line to beat this tough defensive line of Sandusky.
And now we have a timeout called by Troy Shelkey and the Pirates. They want to talk this one over, maybe taking a look at that Sandusky defensive lineup. Dave, what do you expect to see here out of Harbor Beach? Not much luck has out of the teeth so far tonight for Harbor Beach.
There's a reason Coach Shelkey's been doing this for as long as he has, and he doesn't often agree with me, and for good right, I'm up here and he's down there. But if I'm him, I'm audible, and I am not going to the wing tee. I do not trust that we are going to get 2 yards on this defense. Right now, we've saw the Sandusky front four win the battle in the trenches more often than not. So unless he's got a play that he absolutely loves, I got to imagine I'd rather spread it out and let Kadar make that decision for me. He's my athlete. He can throw it. He can run it. I'd like to see him with the football, and I have no problem letting him decide to throw the ball. Mason Booms has been lights out early in this game, and we haven't even seen Luke Woodke get a target yet. We know he's his favorite receiver.
9:04 left in the first half. Harbor Beach trying to convert on a 4th down here tonight. They, of course, did not make it on the last time on 4th down deep into, Harbor Beach ended at the 23-yard line of Sandusky. Turnover on downs after 10 plays covering 35 yards. Sandusky returned after that with a quick 3 and out. Gave Harbor Beach the ball back with 11:06, and now we are 2 minutes and 2 seconds later facing a 4th and 2.
5-minute drives for Harbor Beach is a little uncharacteristic. They're usually scoring in quick fashion, but the less possessions that Sandusky offense gets, the better chance for Harbor Beach to stay in this game a lot longer.
Sandusky still showing why they are the preseason favorites in the East. Harbor Beach still in the T formation. Kadar under center, 4th and 2 from the 48. Another fumble on the play. And Kadar is going to have to jump on it regardless, though. Then it's going to be another turnover on downs. And Harbor Beach still scoreless. And Sandusky, with their 2nd stop on 4th down, gives the ball back to the Redskins.
Yeah, Sandusky says they recovered it, but it does not matter. They're going to get the football in that area regardless. But 2 plays in a row, even after a timeout, your veteran quarterback cannot take the ball from the center. And you wonder how much that is on the center as it is the quarterback. I mean, Deer's already snapped a couple of them that almost went over his head. So something's just off a little bit. But Kadar, perfectionist, he's done it a long time. Stepping out of that play just a little bit early and not taking the football with him, that's a big turnover because now this high-powered Sandusky offense takes over in Pirate territory.
From the 48 and is a handoff to number 25, Zach Franzel. He tripped up at the 42-yard line by 42, Ethan Hessling for the Pirates. And they're going to mark him down at the 40. It's an 8-yard gain, 2nd down and 2.
And back to business now for that Sandusky running game. 8 yards on 1st down as they attack the right side, running behind that line. I believe We were talking earlier that those two big bodies are Jacob Sanderson and Caden Blashill. Running behind those big bodies, they've done a nice job so far in this first half.
Second down and two. 8:28 remains in the first half. 6-0. Sandusky leading with the ball. T formation. Carlson under center. Franzl, Wedge, and Tovar in the backfield. Left to right. It's going to be a handoff to number 26, Wedge. He has the first down. They're going to say he pushed out to about the 37-yard line. It's actually going to be pretty close to that first down.